This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Astronomers have detected yet another mysterious and powerful fast radio burst hitting Earth from an unknown source in space. If you want to know more about fast radio bursts, you could trot along to the Fine Music Radio website, which is www.fmr.co.za/looking-up. And listen to this show's podcast of 4th of March this year, or you could listen on. Fast radio bursts, as I've said before, are nothing to do with Rodney Trudgeon's penchant for explosive military-style music early in the morning. No, cosmically fast radio bursts are brief yet brilliant eruptions of cosmic radio waves, and they have baffled astronomers since they were first reported nearly a decade ago. They're some of the most explosive and mysterious events in the universe, generating as much energy as 500 million suns in a mere milliseconds. And there could be one happening every second. The problem is, we still don't know precisely what's causing them. Though they appear to come from the distant universe, none of these enigmatic events have revealed much about how and when or where they were formed. It's like a giant puzzle, which the scientists are right now in the process of unravelling. Earlier this year, as described in the 4th of March Looking Up, by poring over 650 hours of archival data, a team of astronomers uncovered the most detailed record ever of a fast radio burst. Their research indicated that the burst originated inside a highly magnetized region of space, possibly linking it to a recent supernova or the interior of an active star-forming nebula. The vast majority of signals we only ever detect once, which gives us very little to go on, although one of the signals did repeat, and that's what we're going to talk about now. What's strange about this newly detected fast radio burst is that it's incredibly low. It's in the 580 megahertz frequency range, nearly 200 megahertz lower than any other fast radio burst we've picked up on before. According to a report in the Astronomer's Telegram, on the morning of 25th of July 2018, an array of telescopes in British Columbia, Canada, detected a very strange fast radio burst. And the Astronomer's Telegram is a bulletin board of observations posted by accredited researchers. So while these are genuine detections, it's important to note they haven't been peer-reviewed yet. And as independent teams, it's important to note that they haven't been peer-reviewed yet. And independent teams haven't verified that the signals are from space. But they probably are. The most recent research on the repeating fast radio burst suggests the source is a neutron star. But other hypotheses for fast radio bursts include black holes, pulsars with companion stars, imploding pulsars, a type of star called a blitzar, and a connection with gamma ray bursts, which we now know can be caused by colliding neutron stars, and magnetars emitting giant flares. So all of these are, you know, highly energetic objects in space which whiz around incredibly quickly and emit these radio jets. It's also increasingly likely that there's more than one explanation for the explosive events. What we do know is that they cover a spread of frequencies, an even wider spread than initially thought, as this new detection shows, of this very, very low frequency fast radio burst. And they seem to be coming from possibly billions of light years away. This suggests whatever is causing them has to be extremely energetic. And as the website Science Alert reports, a Harvard physicist has said it's not impossible that fast radio bursts could be engines firing on giant alien spaceships, but it's rather unlikely given this spread of frequencies. With new powerful tools being developed and built that will help us detect more and more of these fast radio bursts, scientists are optimistic it won't be long until we can narrow down where they're coming from and hopefully what's causing at least some of them. Well, for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.